So we're reading Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 2, text number 5. Gurun Nahatvahi Mahanubhavan.
Gurun Nahatvahi Mahanubhavan.
Shreyo Bhuktam Vaikshyam Api Haloke.
Shreyo Bhuktam.
Advarta kamam stu guranta hihaiva.
Advarta kamam stu guranta hihaiva.
Bhunjaya bhogan rudira pradigdan. Gurun Nahatvahi Mahanubhavan.
Gurun Nahatvahi Mahanubhavan.
Shreyo Bhuktam Vaikshyam Api Haloke.
Shreyo Bhuktam Vaikshyam Api Haloke.
Advarta Kamam Stu Gurun Nihaiva.
Advarta Kamam Stu Gurun Nihaiva.
Vunjaya bhogan rudira pradigdan.
Vunjaya bhogan rudira pradigdan.
Gurun Nahatvahi Mahanubhavan.
Gurun Nahatvahi Mahanubhavan.
Shreyo Bhuktam Vaikshyam Api Haloke.
Shreyo Bhuktam Vaikshyam Api Haloke.
Advarta kamam stu gurum nihaiva.
Advarta kamam stu gurum nihaiva.
Bunjaya bhogan rudira pradigdan.
Bunjaya bhogan rudira pradigdan.
Gurun.
Gurun.
The superior.
The superior.
Ahatva,
ahatva,
not killing,
not killing.
He
certainly,
certainly. Mahanubhavan,
Mahanubhavan.
Great souls,
great souls.
Shreya,
Shreya.
It is better,
it is better.
Bhuktum,
bhuktum.
To enjoy life.
Vaikshyam,
by begging,
api,
even, iha, in this life, loke,
in this world,
hatva,
killing,
artha,
gaining,
kaman,
desiring,
to, but, gurun. Superior,
superior.
Iha, in this world,
eva,
certainly,
bunjiya,
one has to enjoy,
bhogan,
enjoyable things, rudira,
blood,
pradigdan,
tainted with.
Translation, it would be better to live in this world by begging than to live at the cost of the lives of great souls who are my teachers. Even though desiring worldly gain, they are superiors. If they are killed, everything we enjoy will be tainted with blood.
Complain. อยู่ในโลกนี้ด้วยการที่ขาดจะยังดีกว่าที่จะอยู่ด้วยค่าใช้จ่ายชีวิตแห่งดวงวิญญาณที่ยิ่งใหญ่ ผู้เป็นอาจารย์ของข้าพเจ้าถึงแม้จะปรารถนาผลกำไรทางวัตถุแต่ท่านก็ยังเป็นผู้อาวุโสหากพวกท่านถูกสังหารทุกสิ่งทุกอย่างที่มีความสุขของเราจะแปดเปื้อนไปด้วยเลือด
Purport According to scriptural codes, a teacher who engages in an abominable action and has lost his sense of discrimination is fit to be abandoned. Bhishma and Drona were obliged to take the side of Duryodhana because of his financial persistence. although they should not have accepted such a position simply on financial considerations. Under the circumstances, they have lost the respectability of teachers, but Arjuna thinks that nevertheless they remain his superiors, and therefore to enjoy material profit after killing them would mean to enjoy spoils tainted with blood.
คำอธิบายตามหลักพระเวทอาจารย์ผู้กระทำสิ่งที่น่ารังเกียจขาดสติดุลพินิจสมควรถูกทอดทิ้งบิชมะและโดรณะจำเป็นต้องอยู่ฝ่ายดุริโยธนะเพราะว่าดุริโยธนะเคยช่วยเหลือด้านการเงินท่านทั้งสองไม่ควรรับตำแหน่งนี้เพื่อเห็นแก่เงินเท่านั้นภายใต้สถานการณ์เช่นนี้ท่านได้สูญเสียคุณสมบัติความเคารพนับถือในความเป็นอาจารย์ไปแล้วแต่อรจุนะคิดว่าท่านทั้งสองเป็นผู้อาวุโสดังนั้นการได้รับความสุขจากผลกำไรทางวัตถุหลังจากสังหารพวกท่านแล้วหมายถึงการหาความสุขกับสิ่งปฏิกูลที่แปรเปื้อนไปเรื่อย
Omagyanatmarandasya jananjana shalakaya Chakshurumilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha Shri chaitanya manovishtam stapitam yena bhutale Svayam rupa kadamayam dadati shvaparantikamBandeham shri gara shri yata padakamalamShri Gauram Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrachatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sarvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitamscha Hey Krishna Karana Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari PriyeVancha kaupa charubhyasya kripa sinduvayevacha Pratitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare So, Arjuna is talking to Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna is criticizing Arjuna for not fighting in the battle.
แล้วตรงนี้เนี่ย Arjuna ก็ได้บอกคือใช่ว่าเกี่ยวกับการที่จะไม่อยากสู้รบแล้วก็บอกข้ออ้างต่าง
ๆ So Arjuna is explaining his reasons why he does not want to fight
แล้วตรงนี้นะ Arjuna ได้บอกถึงเหตุผลว่าทำไม Arjuna ถึงไม่อยากที่จะต่อสู
้ Arjuna is saying that he knows that Bhishma and Drona have done wrong.
Arjuna บอกว่า Arjuna รู้ว่า Bhishma กับ Drona เนี่ยได้ทำอะไรผิด
What did they do wrong?
พวกเขาทำอะไรผิด
They supported Duryodhana
พวกเขาเนี่ยสนับสนุน Duryodhana
They Prabhupada explains that they took the side of Duryodhana because Duryodhana was giving them place to live in his palace.
พระบาลก็ได้อธิบายว่าเพราะว่าดูดีดันเนี่ยเคยช่วยพวกเขาในช่วยที่ให้พวกเขาในมีที่อยู่อาศัย
and they could live in Duryodhana's palace and get the food there and enjoy the comfort there
แล้วพวกเขาก็ให้ที่อยู่กับให้ที่อยู่กับบิชมาให้ที่อยู่กับพวกนี้แล้วก็ให้เขาเนี่ยสามารถ หาอะไรกินจากที่นั่นก็ได
้ So even when Duryodhana and his brothers cheated the Pandavas they did not see anything
แล้วถึงแม้ว่าดุร์โยธนแล้วก็พวกน้องๆของดุร์โยธนเนี่ยรวมหัวกันแล้วก็จะโกงพวกพันดาวะเนี่ยพวกพระอาจารย์เนี่ยก็ไม่ยอมบอกอะไร
The Kauravas arranged for the Pandavas to have a gambling match with them
Kaurava เนี่ยได้จัดการที่จะทำให้มีการเล่นการพนัน
And they were throwing the dice
แต่เขาก็โยนลูกเต๋า
But the dice were not the dice were was not it was not fair they were cheating
แล้วการทอดลูกเต๋าในครั้งนั้นเนี่ยมันก็มีการโกงกัน
And Maharaj Yudhisthira he was throwing for the Pandavas but he was not good at throwing dice
แล้วมหาราช
ยูดิสเทีย
เนี่ยก็เป็นคนโยนลูกเต๋าแต่ว่าท่านเนี่ยไม่ค่อยเก่งในการโยนมัน
So every time Pandavas would lose
แล้วทุกครั้งเนี่ยปันดาวาก็แพ้ไงแพ
้ They lost all their money
เขาสูญเสียเงินทั้งหมด
Then they lost all their jewelry
แล้วเขาก็คือถูกเอาเครื่องประดับไปทั้งหมด
Then they lost all the land
แล้วก็โดน
All their horses
ยึดเอาบ้านที่อยู่ทั้งหมดไป
They lost everything
แล้วเขาก็สูญเสียทุกสิ่งทุกอย่าง
So they said we have nothing more to bet you have taken everything
แล้วเขาบอกแล้วปันดาวาก็บอกว่าฉันไม่มีอะไรแล้วพวกคุณเอาไปหมดแล้ว
But then they said you still have your wife what about your wife
แล้วเขาก็บอกว่าแต่เธอก็ยังมีภรรยาอยู่แล้วภรรยาเ
ธอ Yeah you can bring your wife but your wife can be the bet we will throw the dice if you lose we will take your wife
เขาก็บอกว่าเธอก็ยังมีภรรยาเธอก็ภรรยาเธอมาได้แต่ถ้าเธอแพ้เราอีกเราก็จะเอาภรรยาเธอไป
So because they were Kshatriya because the Pandavas were Kshatriya they cannot refuse if someone challenges them they have to accept they have to say all right we will try
แล้วเพราะปันดาวะเนี่ยเป็นกษัตริย์แล้วก็เป็นสัญชาตญาณของกษัตริย์อยู่แล้วก็คือว่าเวลาที่ใครมาท้าอะไรแล้วเนี่ยจะไม่มีการบอกว่าไม่จะต้องรับคำนั้นแล้วก็ทำ
So then they threw the dice and then they lost they got Draupadi they say okay your wife now she is our property
แล้วเขาก็ใช้ Draupadi ในการเล่นการพนันแล้วครั้งนั้นก็แพ้อีกทีนี้เขาก็เลยไปเอาตัว Draupadi
and Bhishma and Drona they did not say anything
แล้วตอนนั้นเนี่ยบิชมาก็โดนนะก็ไม่เอ่ยปากพูดอะไรเลย
Because they thought if we say anything maybe we will be put out from the palace
เพราะเขาคิดว่าถ้าเกิดเราพูดอะไรไปเนี่ยเดี๋ยวดุร์โยธนเนี่ยจะเอาเราออกจากที่บ้านของเขาแน
่ And actually Bhishma he had taken some food which was not pure which was notproper was there was some bad things put in the food he had taken some bad food
แล้วบิชมาเนี่ยก็กินผลไม้ที่ไม่ดีผลไม้ที่มีอะไรอยู่ข้างในที่ไม่ด
ี so it had affected his mind
แล้วจากการกินตรงนั้นเนี่ยทำให้ส่งผลกระทบไปที่จิต
yeah if you eat things which are not prasadam if you eat food cooked by non devotees then it's very contaminated
เพราะฉะนั้นการที่เรากินอาหารจากที่คนอื่นปรุงโดยที่ไม่ถวายให้กิชนาเนี่ยก็จะทำให้จิตใจของเราเนี่ยไม่บริสุทธิ
์ so Bhishma Drona they watched the Duryodhana and his brothers they took Draupadi
แล้ว Bhishma กับ Drona เนี่ยเขาสองคนเนี่ยก็ดู
and they said now you are our servant
แล้วพวกเขาก็ไปดึงตัว Draupadi มาแล้วก็บอกว่าเธอต่อไปเนี่ยเธอเป็นผู้รับใช้ของเรา
and they grabbed her and they untied her hair
แล้วเขาก็ไปฉุดตัวมาแล้วเขาก็ทำให้ผมปล่อยผม
They wanted to see her hair
เขาต้องการที่จะเห็นผม
In the Vedic culture a woman should not show her hair to every man
ตามคำพิพากษาแล้วเนี่ยตามหลักของคำพิพากษาแล้วผู้หญิงเนี่ยจะไม่ควรปล่อยผมให้ผู้ชายทุกคนเห็น
They're supposed to put something over their head
เขาเนี่ยจะต้องใช้อะไรปิดหัวไว
้ Yeah Woman is supposed to cover the hair
ผู้หญิงเนี่ยจะต้องปิดหัว
becauseThe beauty of the woman is in their hair. So the hair is meant only for husband. Only the husband should see the woman with the hair.
Okay, สำหรับสามีเท่านั้นที่ผู้หญิงจะปล่อยผมให้เห็น
Right? So, but they thought now Draupadi is our property.
และทีนี้เขาคิดว่าตอนนี้ดูปฏิเนี่ยเป็นสมบัติของพวกเราแล้ว
so they untied their hair
นี่เขาก็เลยตัดที่มัดผมเขาปล่อย
then they wanted to take off her sari
แล้วเขาก็พยายามที่จะเปลื้องสารีของดูปฏิ
they wanted to see her body
เขาต้องการที่จะมองร่างกาย
and Bhishma and Drona did not see anything
งั้นถึงแม้ทำถึงขนาดนั้นเนี่ยวิชมากับโดนะเนี่ยก็ยังไม่พูดอะไร
so this was offense on their part
แล้วตรงนี้เนี่ยทำให้เกิดอาบัติ
if you stand and watch another devotee being offended then you are also guilty
ถ้าเกิดเราเนี่ยเห็นสาวกคนหนึ่งเนี่ยถูกทำอาบัติแล้วเราดูเนี่ยมันก็จะยิ้มที่นั่น
So a teacher like Drona and their teachers, they should not be interested in money.
แล้วก็คุณพระอาจารย์เนี่ยอย่างเช่นโดนะเนี่ยไม่ควรที่จะมีความฝากใฝ่ในเรื่องการเงิน
If teacher becomes interested in money, then he will not be a good teacher.
ถ้าเกิดคุณครูเนี่ยอาจารย์เนี่ยมีความฝากใฝ่ในเรื่องของการเงินมากเนี่ยจะทำให้เขาเนี่ยเป็นอาจารย์ที่ไม่ดี
so that teacher when the teacher is when the teacher does something bad when the teacher does not behave properly then you can give up that teacher
ถ้าเกิดว่าอาจารย์คนนั้นเนี่ยไม่ยอมทำตัวดีๆเนี่ยเราก็สามารถที่จะละทิ้งทอดทิ้งอาจารย์คนนั้นได
้ Just like Bali Maharaj gave up his teacher
เหมือนตัวอย่างของ Bali Maharaj เนี่ยไม่ใช่อันเนี้ยทอดทิ้งพระอาจารย
์ Who was Bali Maharaj's teacher
ใครคือพระอาจารย์ของ Bali Maharaj
Sukracharya So Sukracharya, and he told Bali Maharaj, give charity to the brahmanas. Sukracharya told Bali Maharaj, you should give charity to the brahmanas.
Sukracharya เนี่ยบอกกับ Bali Maharaj ว่าเธอควรที่จะให้ทานกับ brahmana.
But then when Vamanadeva came, then he said, don't give him.
ตอนที่ brahmanadeva มา
วาม
านะเดบมาเนี่ยสุขาใจบอกว่าอย่าให้ทานกับพราหมณ์คนนี
้ So Bali Maharaj could not understand that before you told me to give to brahmanas now you say don't give
แล้วทีนี้สุบาลีมหาราชก็อ้าวเมื่อกี้เพิ่งบอกแฟนว่าให้ทานกับบราหมณะแล้วพอบราหมณะมาแล้วทำไมถึงบอกแฟนไม่ให
้ Then Sukracharya said he is Vishnu
แล้วสุขาจารย์ก็บอกว่าพราหมณ์คนนี้เป็นวิชนุ
If you give him, he will take everything.
แต่ถ้าสมมติว่าเธอให้เขาเนี่ยเขาจะเอาทุกอย่างเลย
So Bali Maharaj thought, well, if this Brahmana is Vishnu, then everything is his. And I cannot stop him from taking everything. So it's better I give him. I will just give him. So in this way, Bali Maharaj gave up his guru. If you take a guru, you should not give up the guru. Guru is for life. You cannot say, today I like this person for my guru, but then tomorrow, no, I don't like him anymore, I want another guru. Yeah, guru is the same. Guru is eternal.
Guru is the same.
You cannot give up the guru. Cannot change your guru. But if the guru does something bad, then you can give up the guru. Yeah, if the guru becomes materialistic, if the guru becomes interested in money and women, then you can give up the guru. So Arjuna is saying that I know Bhishma and Drona were interested in money. They wanted to stay with Duryodhana. They wanted to stay in his palace and eat his food. So they would not tell Duryodhana that this is wrong. They would not try to correct Duryodhana. So for this reason, Arjuna could give up his teachers. But Arjuna says, no, I still want to keep them. They are still my teachers. They're much better, they're much greater than I am. Drona was my teacher, he taught me everything I know, how to fire the arrow. Taught me how to be a good fighter. And Bhishma is my grandfather. And he is also a great fighter, great general. And he's Brahmachari. So he's also my superior. I respect him. I cannot give them up. So Arjuna is saying like this to Krishna. He says, if these two people are killed, I will not feel happy to be the king or to have their kingdom. So I won't be able to enjoy the kingdom if they are killed. So in this way, Arjuna is telling Krishna why he does not want to fight.
และในตอนนี้เนี่ยอาร์จุนะก็กำลังเล่าให้กิชนาฟังว่าทำไมอาร์จุนะถึงมีอยากจะต่อสู
้ So it's a very difficult situation for Arjuna
แล้วตรงนี้เนี่ยก็เป็นสถานการณ์ที่ยากสำหรับอาร์จุนะ
Arjuna is a very good person. He has a very good heart.
Arjuna is a very good person. He
is a good devotee.
And
he has many good qualities.
And
we are seeing. Although he is a good person, still he has this trouble. He has this situation, a difficult situation.
แล้วถึงแม้ว่าอาร์จุนะเนี่ยเป็นคนที่ดีขนาดนั้นเนี่ยก็ยังมีเหตุการณ์ที่ยากเข้ามาในชีวิต
Does not know what he should do.
อาร์จุนะไม่ทราบว่าควรจะทำอะไร
He's saying it would be better to live by begging.
เพราะว่าให้อยู่แบบไม่มีอะไรเลยจะดีกว่า
Could Arjuna be a beggar? That would be very difficult for Arjuna. Arjuna is a kshatriya. He cannot go and beg.
Arjuna is a kshatriya. He cannot go and beg.
Just like one time Bhima wanted to get.Nice lotus flowers.
เหมือนกันกับตอนนั้นบีมะได้ดอกบัวสวยดอก
When the Pandavas and Draupadi were all in exile, one time Draupadi found a beautiful lotus petal with 1,000 petals.
กี่
อ
๋
อและได้ดูปฏิญาก็ได้เห็นดอกบัวอันนึงที่สวยมากที่มีกีเป็นพันกี
So Draupadi asked Bhima please bring me more of these lotus flowers they're so beautiful they're so nice
แล้วดูปฏิก็บอกกับบีมาว่าได้โปรดเธอเอาดอกบัวแบบนี้ให้ฉันดีเพราะมันสวยมาก
So Bhima went to look for the lotus flowers
แล้วบีมาก็ได้ไปหาดอกบัว
And he found a big lake and it was full of lotus flowers
แล้วก็เห็นบึงอันนึงที่เต็มไปด้วยดอกบัว
But when he went to take them some yakshas and rakshasas came and they told him wait you cannot take these flowers all belong to Kubera
แล้วทีนี้ขณะที่บีมาจะไปเอาดอกบัวอยู่เนี่ยก็มีมารตัวนึงโผล่ขึ้นมาบอกเธอไม่สามารถเอาดอกบัวนี้ไปได้เพราะว่าดอกบัวนี้นะขึ้นอยู่กับคูเวรา
You know who is Kubera? Kubera is the king of the Yakshas. Kubera is the treasurer of heaven.
คูเวรานี่เป็นกษัตริย์ของพวกรามานเป็นหัวหน้า
So they told Bhima, if you want to take these flowers, you have to go and ask permission from Kubera. So Bhima said, I'm a kshatriya. I do not beg from anyone.
Bhima ก็จะบอกฉันเนี่ยเป็นกษัตริย์ฉันจะไม่ไปขออะไรจากผู้ใด
So there was a big fight
และตอนนั้นก็เกิดการต่อสู้ที่นี
่ Bhima defeated all of them
แล้ว Bhima ก็ฆ่าทุกคน
and took all the lotus flowers
แล้วก็เอาดอกบัวทั้งหมด
So this shows Bhima because he's a kshatriya he cannot beg
เพราะฉะนั้นนี่ก็แสดงให้เห็นว่า Bhima เนี่ยเป็นกษัตริย์ไม่สามารถที่จะไปขอได้
But here Arjuna is saying it will be better to live by begging than to kill Drona
แต่ตรงนี้เนี่ยอาร์จุนะบอกว่ามันจะเป็นการดีกว่าที่จะให้เราเนี่ยไปสังหารบิชมากับโดรนาเนี่ยให้เราเนี่ยเป็นขอทานซะยังจะดีกว่า
For us we can go begging
สำหรับพวกเราเนี่ยจะสามารถเป็นขอทานได
้ But Arjuna for Arjuna to go begging very difficult
สำหรับอาร์จุนะที่จะไปขอทานเป็นสิ่งที
่ยากมาก because Arjuna is a kshatriya he cannot beg
อาร์จุนะเนี่ยเป็นกษัตริย์กษัตริย์ไม่สามารถที่จะขอทาน
but Arjuna is willing to do it if he would rather do that than kill Bhishma and Drona
แต่อาร์จุนะเนี่ยยินดีที่จะทำที่จะเป็นขอทานดีกว่าที่จะให้มาฆ่าบิชมากับโดนา
so just think what a great person Arjuna is
แล้วเราต้องอาร์จุนะเนี่ยเป็นบุคคลที่สูงส่งขนาดนี
้ okay any question
มีคำถามอะไรไหมคะ
I have this question normally we say that if the guru is giving you and instruction that will impede your progress in spiritual life, like in this case, as you gave, like Bali Maharaj Sukhacharya was telling, don't surrender to Krishna, and he had to reject his guru. But you know, sometimes we might be trying to use it also in our life, but then, like we try to ask something, and maybe like you know, for example, if I'm a Grihastha and I say I want to become a sannyasi, and then the guru will say, you know, maybe it's not good for you right now because maybe I'm just becoming sentimental or emotional. So in that case the guru might say no you know you just become you like he might give me a slower but a long lasting instruction so in that case you know it looks like he's you know not encouraging you to surrender more to Krishna but then the disciple might feel oh you know that kind of problem can also happen
What kind of, I don't see what the problem is. It's the guru is giving you some instruction.
No, like maybe the disciple is artificially trying to surrender more to Krishna. But then the guru says, you know, to take it slowly. It externally
prematurely he's trying to surrender to Krishna.
Yeah, and then the guru might say, no, you take it slow or something like that. Then the disciple might feel, oh, my guru is not letting me surrender to Krishna.
But anyway, he's guru, so we have to accept the guru's instruction.
So he might artificially think like, "Oh, guru is not letting me surrender more to Krishna," and he might have that kind of.
Who? Arjuna?
No, I was.
You're giving an example.
Yeah.
Well, but one has to understand the guru. One has to accept the guru. If he's guru, then he gives instruction. We have to follow. We have to accept the instruction. You know, we can't think, oh, my guru does. I mean, if we think like that, then that's an offense against the guru. If we think, oh, he's guru, but he doesn't understand my needs, he doesn't understand me, although he's my guru, he doesn't really understand me, that's offense on our part. If we think like that, then that's offensive on the part of the disciple. To minimize the instruction of the spiritual master. But if you have that doubt, then you can always check with other people who are gurus, who are also on the level of the guru. And you know, if you feel that your guru is not being right or not being fair, then you can check with another person. You can go and talk to other people who are his god brothers or who are on an equal level with him, and you can confirm with them. Just for the sake of your own doubt. Yeah? You can always do that. You feel that you're not satisfied with some decision which your guru has given, then you can always confer with somebody else and take advice from some other people, ask them what do they think about it. I think that's what to do. But generally, you know, the instruction of the guru should be taken. We say sadhu, shastra and guru. You know, if your guru, you're not satisfied with guru, then you can confirm with sadhus. Check with the other sadhus. But it's not good to be independent and just decide on your own that you don't like what the guru says, but rather we should always be careful. And follow
Like Maharaj, I'm reading this part from Srimad Bhagavatam where Indra is offering, Indra takes the priest as Viswarupa, and then he finds out that he's also, he was recommended by Lord Brahma.
Yeah.
And then later he found out that Viswarupa is also, you know, giving oblations to the demons, his relatives, and then he kind of, he kills them.
Yeah.
And then he gets a sinful reaction, but because, I mean, was that a correct decision or, I mean, it's not really that the Guru has become, in that case, he's not becoming materialistic or, you know, he's not even, you know, like getting attracted to this woman or something like that.
No, but he, Indra had taken him to offer to help him defeat the demons, but when he was offering oblations on behalf of the demigods, he also offered for the demons. So he was working against the cause of the demigods. That was why Indra killed him. Right? Because he was working, he was defeating the purpose why Indra had was using him. Indra wanted him to offer the oblations for the benefit of the demigods, but at the same time he was offering for the demons. So that was why Indra killed him.
But does a disciple have that authority?
Well, he wasn't actually guru, he was just a priest doing a ritual on behalf of the demigods. He was engaged in that purpose. But Indra got reactions. He got reactions for killing a brahmana. He had to do penance to purify himself for the reactions for killing a brahmana. Yeah. So any violence, if you do violence, it will be reactions. You're going to get reactions. That's also one reason why Arjuna didn't want to fight. He was worried about the sinful reactions. Parashuram killed Kshatriyas when the Kshatriyas were overburdening the world. But after he killed them, he had to do penance. He had to do austerity to atone for the killing. And Lord Balaram, after Lord Balaram killed Dromaharshan, then he also had to go around the holy places to purify himself. He had to go on pilgrimage to holy places to purify himself.
Like I read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, not the whole thing, but I just heard that even if you should have faith in Lord Nityananda, and the example given is like even if he goes to the places where places where they drink like a browry or something, you still should have faith in Lord Nityananda.
So like a what?
Like a browry is a place where you should have faith in your guru or Lord Nityananda, the representative of Lord Nityananda. So I mean, how is it the disciples' duty to, you know, try to, you know, I mean, might not sound good, right, if you try to judge our guru if they also, you know, like, following everything, then, but then at the same time, we also have to see what should be done.
Well, what's happening?
I think in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Even if you see Lord Nityananda come out of the liquor shop,
yeah,
then still you should not disrespect him.
Disrespect him or even have any confusion in that regard.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, we see here that, you know, we have to see if the guru is becoming materialistic, or, you know, if he is, as you said, I think Jayapada Gamaya said, if he becomes a Mayavadi, or I think if he is, you know, like getting attracted with, if he's taken sannyas and becoming attracted to a woman, then we should, and also in this case the monetary aspect, then we should not have the equal amount of faith, right? So I mean, is it our duty to judge and at the same time be out of it, or I don't know?
Well, we're supposed to be careful before we accept someone as a guru. First of all, we should carefully check and make sure you're satisfied. You know, that just as a guru checks a disciple before initiation, the disciple should check the guru, and then after initiation, then you're supposed to have faith in that person. you're worried about, then you can always help him, give him association and protect him from these things. You know. Help him to, if he's surrounded by women, you can help him to get, keep the women a bit further away, not letting them get too close, and help him, to take care of the money or, his whatever money he has, help him to, that he doesn't have to handle it so much, he doesn't have to worry about this money so much. Help him to relieve him from all of his responsibilities so that he can concentrate on preaching. But generally you should have faith in the spiritual master. You can always, if you're looking to see faults, if you're seeing faults, then that's not good. That means maybe you're getting too close to the spiritual master. If you're only seeing faults in him, that's not good. If you get too far away, that's also not good. So you don't want to be too close. If you get too close and you see the spiritual master like an ordinary person, you see? It's not really our position to decide, if the spiritual master's bona fide or not. If you've already accepted initiation from someone, then you should have that. You should have faith in that person. That you've already taken initiation and accepted shelter and taken initiation, you should have faith. Unless you have some real concrete evidence that he's done something, that you've seen something like that. Yeah, but if you're seeing faults, then maybe it's because we're seeing him like an ordinary person. If you see him like an ordinary person, maybe it's because you're too close or you're dealing with him in the improper manner. But we should try to see the spiritual master properly. We should try to see him as a representative of Krishna. That's proper. Try to see the spiritual master as a representative of Krishna and deal with him with proper respect. That's the etiquette. You don't want to get too close, you don't want to get too far away. You may always hear things from people like that, but that's not really, that shouldn't influence you. You have to see also how the spiritual master speaks, what he does with his time, how he uses his time. Is he using his time for Krishna consciousness? For propagating Krishna consciousness, for speaking about Krishna like that. Don't try to find faults. Don't look for faults. That is not Krishna.
What about like other offerings also? Like I was listening one time and devotees were saying it might be also a personal thing, like in Germany when they had so many problems and they were saying that even if you still, the authority might not be doing everything correctly, but as a disciple, it's a duty to surrender. So even if you do your part, so they're giving many examples, like the senior devotees now.
Mm-hmm.
So they were following the authority, but the authority might not have done everything correctly, but still, because they were following the authority, the disciples or who were following the authority, they ultimately got the benefit. So. If you are disciples, then it's just like, or if you have like a position, but then if you just blindly, not really blindly, but if you just do a position without anything, we are still on the safe side.
Yes, you're safe. If you're following your authority, then you're safe. Unless there's some, very serious deviation. But if you're following authority and serving Krishna sincerely and in a Krishna conscious manner, according to authorities, there's no fault on your part. Unless there's some very clear sign, you know, that something is wrong with the authority, that there's serious deviation. But there's no fault to follow the authority. Yeah. And then Krishna will adjust. If there's something wrong, then Krishna will adjust.
So serious deviation means something like breaking the regulation.
Yeah. Principle. Yeah. Right. Of course, if there are signs like, you know, if the person is not regularly attending programs, you know, not taking an interest in the Krishna, in the regular programs in the temple, not taking an interest in hearing and chanting, then these are signs that something is wrong. See? But if they're taking part regularly in the program, hearing, chanting and like that, and they're not doing any deviation, then we should follow their authority. Shiva Prabhupada ki.